there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching on YouTube, you already see I have a guest with me today. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Sean. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can we give a quick intro of who you are, Sean?
Yeah. Hello, 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 and welcome to On to the Next podcast.
Yes.
I'm your guest,
yes.
Sean Michael Williams, a.k.a. Shawnee Dew. You can call me Sean, Shawnee, Shawnee Dew, does not matter to me. I'm just glad to be here. You said you want me to kind of talk a little bit about myself?
Yeah, or? Who are you? Let's put a quick little bio.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a podcaster as well.
Yes.
I have a podcast called Situation's Podcast. It's spelled Situation, S-E-A-N.
Play on words.
Exactly.
I love it. Yes.
What else? I also act. I love to sing. I do a lot of musical theater. I do film acting, stage acting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I also make music under the stage name Shawnee Dew. I rap and I sing as well. So just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, all the things creative though, which we love.
Yeah.
Yes, and Sean is actually my first podcaster that's also on. So my first podcast friend, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I was on his podcast episode 12. Go check it out. I'll obviously link it in the bios and everything.
Yeah.
But you were my first interview, I was the first.
You were one of the first
as a podcaster, and then you had reached out, and you were my first time on another podcast.
Exactly.
Which was really fun to see how that went, and the different processes that we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you for being here. I'm glad we're able to connect and kind of spread the energies and everything.
Yes. Out here we are.
Yes. Yes, you already know. You already know.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
it. I have to start off by asking you, what era are you in?
Yeah, so right now I am currently in my mutual respect or fuck off era.
Okay, period. Can you expand a little bit more?
Absolutely. So, we all have our baggage. We all have stuff that we go through in life. But I think at the end of the day, it's so important for us all to respect each other, be able to communicate effectively and not just be so deep in our own, so deep in our own shit that we don't have regard for other people.
Yes.
So that's kind of where I am. I want to respect someone, and I want someone to show me respect the same way, whether it's a connection or whether it's, a friend, family, somebody on a date,
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Just being more aware of that now and being more intentional and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's important. And on your podcast, you definitely talk a lot about relationships, mental health, just growing and being a better person. Is there anything else you want to plug in terms of what you're working on or the podcast that you are currently, the host of?
Yeah. So I guess, at the end of the day, I just want people to kind of just draw from my own experiences and my trials and errors and stuff like that. And I just want people to just, see that and be like, oh, okay, this happened to him and this is kind of like what he's doing with his life. Yeah, maybe I've gone through something similar.
Uh-huh.
And let me take Sean's experiences and maybe me not do that or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think just all these different art forms that I express myself through via whether it's the podcast,
totally.
Helping people with their dating stuff, or whether it's music and stuff like that, talking about my upbringing and just some of the stuff that I've gone through as a kid, and just even via acting on stage and acting in film, I take all of my life experiences and I kind of take that into consideration and say, okay, how can I take my negative past and turn it into a positive for other people to pick up from? So I guess it's a long answer for saying that. I just want people to just see, just see me for who I truly am and see that I have a good heart. That's all.
That's sweet. Yeah. And that, I think it definitely shows you have a great energy. I think all your guests, even listening, they touch on your energy, which is, I think, infectious, which is important.
Yeah.
And it definitely obviously shows you're a theater kid at heart. I can see the vibes, the theater vibes we love. It adds to the welcomingness and the openness just to life. And I think, everything that you talk about is important. So definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to have you here today to talk a bit more about all those things.
Yeah.
Just to start things off, I don't have as many male guests, so I have been trying to branch out because I need the male POV because I can talk all day about what I think. And while I think I do have men reach out and be like, oh my God, how did you know? Like, how did you know that we would think that way? Or whatever it is. It's important to have that perspective on your end. I think you've had, based on what we've talked about in the past, on when we were, I was on your podcast, I think you definitely had a lot of experience in terms of relationships and different parts of life growing and all that stuff. So can you give like a quick background to your relationships and like your past in that realm so we can kind of get a ground to stand on when we talk about like the other questions and stuff?
Exactly. It's like, yeah, how is this guy giving all this information?
Yeah, we know nothing about him. No, yeah, we need to let them know who you are.
Yeah, so I grew up in Chicago. Uh-huh. I'm 31, I'll be 32 this year, and yeah, from Chicago, grew up on the South Side. I grew up in two areas on the South Side. So I grew up in Inglewood, like the first half mm-hmm. of my childhood. And then like the second half of my childhood, I grew up in Chicago Lawn. So like 71st
yeah.
and Kedzie.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I guess just via those experiences and just growing up on the South Side in general, it kind of made me have to like grow up a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Because I can't tell you like how many times like I've gotten in like, you know, fights, whatever, like we were just kids from like my area because they want to like pick on me or bully mm-hmm. or whatever. And then even just like at home growing up, my stepdad was very abusive towards me and my siblings. So mm-hmm. he would literally like just beat us like the first thing he could find. He would just, you know, just swing on us. And
yeah, I'm sorry.
It wasn't until I was about maybe, I don't know, like, you know, 12 or 13 that I started fighting back and just defending myself. And I left home at 17 because I was like, you know what? I can't take this anymore. Like, if I, you know, continue to just, you know, let this man do these things to me, I'm going to do something that I'm going to regret.
Yeah. So,
and just growing up, I was never really allowed to have a voice to, like, talk mm-hmm. about my emotions, to talk about feelings and stuff mm-hmm. like that because he just wouldn't allow it. So I made a promise to myself, to that inner child. I was like, you know what? When I grew up, I am going to be a positive person.
Aww.
I'm going to like love hard on people. I'm going to you know, have that light inside of me. Uh-huh. And I want people to know that, yeah, it doesn't matter where you come from. It's about how you take those experiences and how you can, you know, like positively affect the people around you and positively make a change and make a difference.
Yeah. And yeah. First, thank you for sharing all of that. You have a podcast where all you do is use your voice to yeah. spread the love and positivity. So that is definitely a great like champion story to hear how you took it and turned it into good, which yeah. is really empowering and really definitely very encouraging.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. And even like with the podcast now, so many people share their stories and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and they share, you know, like what makes them, or they kind of want to get advice on, you know, hey, I'm going through this, how, like, what should I do? And that's why I have, you know, guests, you know, who are just so well-rounded and give great advice. Like, you know, I had you on. You
Thank
gave
you.
So much great advice. I was like, go all the way the fuck off. That's actually where I started saying go all the
what?
Way the fuck off. Yeah.
I'm in the origin?
You are the origin.
Stop. Don't. That is so funny and sweet. My head's getting too big.
So like a friend made this little
oh my gosh.
Called the GATWTFO. Go all the way the fuck off.
That is so fun.
So
it's
yeah,
part of your brand now, I feel like.
Brand.
That's so fun. I love that.
And now there's a go all the way the fuck off t-shirt at the merch store.
As there should be. Link in bio. Shameless plug.
Exactly. I just think it's so important to be able to talk about feelings, to talk about emotions, to talk about, you know, what's on our minds, because I think with the digital age, it's become a little bit more easier to share and, I guess, kind of know what's going on with other, I guess, other people, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
It does.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very valid. And everyone has different perspectives. So like you said, like it's cool to be able to put your stuff out there and see what you get in return. Obviously, you have a successful podcast, so clearly people listen and that you do touch those people, which I think is important.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and in terms of relationships, like you're currently single, is that correct? I know last week spoke you were, so I'm just checking in. I feel like the most common question that my friends have, and that I even also wonder different perspectives, is like, how would you say, as a guy, are you able to tell between someone who you want to just like hook up with or someone who you want to date?
Ah, yeah, that's a really good question. so currently single right now. I have turned off the apps as of January or whatever.
New year. Okay.
Exactly. So kind of just, you know, just I guess meeting people IRL or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, and there was this one app that I was on for like a hot second, I guess, you know, at the very beginning of January, but kind of just like fell off. It's this like polyamorous dating app called Field, F-E-E-L-D.
Okay.
And it's a really cool app. You meet people from like different walks of life or whatever in your local area that are polyamorous.
Okay.
And I have, you know, I'm not new to the polyamorous space. Like, I've never been in a polyamorous relationship on my end.
Okay.
But I have been, like, the other person, like, the third person in another, like, you know.
Wait, can you, what is that like? And how, like, and this, you know, to go deeper, this, I, like.
No, for sure.
This is so interesting to me.
Yeah, and I'll definitely tie it back to the question.
Yes,
you
can.
Yes.
I know. Now I'm making you wander off. Yeah.
No. So it's interesting, dating in the polyamorous space. Because, like, me, I am monogamous as far as, like, the relationships that I had in the past. Mm-hmm. But, again, you know, in my single life, yeah, I was, like, the third person or whatever. Someone else is, like, you know, relationship dynamic. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you have people that are polyamorous that's like, oh, hey, you know, we're together. But, you know, we're allowed to have, you know, we're allowed to date other people or we're allowed to have, you know, sexual relationships with whoever, whenever we want or whatever. So there are couples out there like that. And I just think that relationship dynamics like those are very interesting because they have to be super honest about what it
everything,
is. That,
yeah.
And I remember one time I was like the third person in somebody's relationship dynamic. And the husband in that dynamic wanted to, I guess, leave his wife for another play partner. Like,
oh my God. So it got messy.
Yeah, it got so messy.
Oh no.
And when she had shared that with me, I was like, okay, you know what? Seems like you all have some marriage stuff to figure out.
Outside of, yeah.
So I'm going to kind of, exit stage left.
Oh my God.
But it's an interesting world to say the least.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more, a little bit more acceptable these days, I guess, to be like, for different couples to come out polyamorous or E&M, ethnically non-monogamous. Just because I think, you know, this has been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But I think with societal restrictions and Christianity and like, oh, you know, one spouse, one person for the rest of your life. You know, I kind of believe in that as well a little bit. But let's say I come across somebody who is like, I really love with all my heart. And it just works for us that like we want to be able to still see other people, even though we are each other's like, you know, first and primary or whatever. Yeah, I could see myself doing that, but I would prefer a monogamous, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if, like, were you, like, ever jealous in being the, like, other person? Or did you kind of know what you were signing up for?
Yeah, definitely I knew what I was signing up for.
Which is important.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like, I think in that space it's so important to be able to, like, separate, I guess, that intimate, you know, connection or whatever with like your actual heart. Because it's like you can't really afford to fall in love with that other person if you're being the third or whatever or the fourth or whatever it is. Because you could potentially mess up like that person's relationship.
Yeah.
Like that one person did that I was just telling you to share.
Yeah.
So, I think being in that space is definitely not for the faint of heart. You kind of have to be able to separate, you know, a good time from, you know, be able to separate love versus, no, this is just a good time.
Okay. Yeah, and that's valid.
Yeah. So, what was the question?
So the question was, first of all, thank you for sharing. That is very interesting. That's a different perspective. That's for sure. I didn't know there were apps for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, how do you tell the difference between a girl you just want to like hook up with versus a girl that you want to date? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. What are key things, or do you not really, could you kind of just see the vibes, see what happens?
Yeah, so I think it's all based on the energy. So, like, the energy, the vibes, and also just, like, that communications, mm-hmm. like, I guess, communication, like, what do you call it? Just styles of communications and how you are able to relate that mm-hmm. to that person. So, let's say I'm at, I don't know, I'm at the club or I'm at karaoke, and I see this girl who's really into me, and I'm into her, and we're just vibing and everything. Yeah. You know, I'm... In the back of my mind, I'm probably going to be leaning towards, okay, this is probably like, you know, a fun for the night, maybe.
Yes.
You know, I'm uh-huh. not going to be in the mindset of, oh, this is like my future partner, you yeah. know? And again, kind of just based off of how that night goes and how we, you know, talk and connect, whatever, you know, it kind of just, we kind of just feel it out. If you know, if it's meant to be or whatever, that yeah. we have fun tonight, cool. If not, then it's like, okay, yeah, no harm, no foul. But I think, and I think it's different for everybody, but I do kind of want to preface that it also depends on where you're meeting that person.
Yes, I was going to say, do you mean physically and mentally or all the, like, spiritually, oh, yeah, everything? Yeah. I was going to say definitely location. Like, I don't think I'm going to find my husband at 2 a.m., like, leaving right. a bar. Like, I agree. You kind of put yourself in those spaces when you are ready. Mm-hmm. But also mentally, I think it's huge.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Because, you know, if somebody out there really wants to be in a committed relationship, I think that they also have to remember, okay, where am I in my mental and emotional journey? Am I able mm-hmm. to take on and you know, and be with somebody and be able to take on whatever it is that they got going on in their life? Because, like, at the end of the day, you know, we all got baggage and all that stuff. But it's, are they able to communicate? Are they able to bring themselves authentically in that relationship dynamic? Because if yes, okay, cool. You guys can explore something. If not, then it's like, okay, you guys can be button heads. And
yes.
So I think that is so important. And yeah, and like kind of just going back to your question too. So I think, you know, the whole, I kind of like where you are space wise. Yeah. So if you're meeting somebody via a dating app, of mm-hmm. course, then of course you're going to be thinking, okay, is this okay? Like, I need to get on that date with that person to see if there's a connection, to see if there's, you know, if we're yeah. meant to be or whatever. And I guess, you know, like a networking event, that could, you know, be yeah. something as well. So it's all about where you meet that person and what space, like, you know, physical space mm-hmm. and mental and emotional space.
Yeah.
And you have to communicate in that moment as well. Because if there is somebody who's, you know, not really interested in something in longevity, mm-hmm. you know, it just sort of means for disaster. If like one person's thinking relationship, the other person's yeah. thinking hookup. So
totally. And yeah. yeah, I think that's important. Me, like, also, I saw this before, probably season one, of like, we as humans meet people where we meet them, like where they are as well. So like, if I'm ready, let's go. And this person's not, it's like, it's not your fault. It's not his fault. It's just a mutual thing. Yeah. Or like I said, I'm not going to go and meet my husband at 4 a.m. when we're already blackout drunk. Like, that's not right. the, that, like, it's just like knowing where to place yourself. And same for apps. I mean, Matt, do you feel like apps are more, have you used apps? Or I guess when you are on, if you were whatever, like on apps, do you use it more for the quick like gratification or for the longevity of things?
Yeah. So at first, I was like, you know, really using it for like the longevity. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm getting closer to like my move and everything, yeah. that's kind of the reason why I turned off the apps, because I was like, yeah, well, even if, because like I always date with intention, like always, okay. always, always. Even if it's like, okay, my time is limited, I'm like, okay, maybe there's a connection here. Maybe I can develop something with this person before I go. I'm not going to ask them to like up in their life for me.
Yeah.
But I would like to see where things go if this person yeah. has a really good heart and like, and, you know, and like, and they can see that I have a good heart and we mesh or whatever. But yeah, so that is part of the reason why I turned off the apps. But yeah, it's because like whenever I go on these dates, even like to this day, like the people that I hang out with mm-hmm. or whatever, they knew from day one that, hey, my time here is limited and I just want to communicate that with you right here and now, because I don't want any surprises. I don't want to lead you on.
That's very nice of you.
And they've all been like, okay, yeah, like absolutely. I want to keep hanging out until you're gone or whatever. And then there's been people that's been like, oh, okay, well, you know what, since you're leaving.
Yeah, and
like,
that's valid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. And for context, he's moving to a different state in a few months in the summer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is a good point. I mean, that's exciting. New people, new opportunity out there. But also I think being upfront is very crucial, because like you said, that just leads less of a recipe for disaster. And then if things end with somebody that you vibed with, okay, cool, maybe in another lifetime, or maybe in 10 years when I come back, or whatever, I don't know, who knows what's going to happen. It's just like nice not being like, hey, I'm leaving next week actually for good. That's why we're not dating, like, sorry, like, LOL, you know. So that's that's respectful of you to be aware of like what you're doing as well in that world.
Absolutely. Also, I've been listening to your podcast. I love tuning in and just getting all the insightful stuff. And it really warms my heart whenever you drop the title of the podcast, like whenever you say, oh, I'm on to the next.
Well, thank you. I said it, I think, last week. I was like, when am I not going to cringe whenever I say on to the next? Like, it just makes sense in life. You are on to the next. Exactly. On to the next state, to the next chapter in your life.
Yeah.
Like, jokes aside, like, plugging my own pod aside, it's a valid thing.
It is. It really is. And we need podcasts like yours in this space, because we're all just trying to figure shit out.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
I really appreciate the fact that, yeah, you're bringing on guests and you're doing your thing. You are a boss. Go all the way the fuck off. Out here she is.
Yes. Thank you so much. So you were like my biggest hype man. I love it.
Yes. Oh, yes. I got you.
Yeah, thank you. That's so funny that you noticed that. But yeah, when you're on the plane, just think like, I'm literally on to the next.
Exactly.
Like, what that's so exciting, like a new beginning, like truly I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait to see you flourish out there and have different perspectives, and then with the podcast, like, you have so many great opportunity out there, which is exciting.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I've been wanting to move to LA for so long, so it's about time that I start to get to that next chapter.
Totally.
On to the next chapter.
On to the next. Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. That's so funny.
But by the way, it's not cringy. As a listener of your podcast,
it's
not cringy whenever you say on to the next.
Okay. Thanks for the validation.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it. So throughout your time with people, what are your thoughts? I had a listener put in a question to ask about, like, if I can expand more on trauma dumping. And I think in different relationships, that can look different. But what are your thoughts on, like, trauma dumping on someone? Or, like, have you done it? Or, like, when is it appropriate? Is it always appropriate? Like, where do you feel like your perspective is for that?
Yeah. So, we all go through so many different life experiences, so many different things that make us who we are. And it's important for us all to be able to communicate the trauma and the things that we have in our life. I think as far as trauma dumping, I feel like when we share our trauma, it shouldn't be like on the first day, hey, by the way, this is my history. I feel like, you can definitely share a little bit on that first day. Like, hey, I'm doing the work on myself, and, I'm showing up every day to be the person that I want to be, you know what I mean? I feel like as you get to know that person, like, the more dates you go on, you share a little bit more. I think it has to be, it's like, I don't want to say process, but it has to, it has to kind of like come in
like ways. Gradually. There, and also go. Like, knowing your audience, like you said, it should not be the first day, maybe even the first month. Like, you can make comments like, oh yeah, like, I've been through this, or like, as you get to know somebody. But I feel like, at least for me, in a weird way, when a guy trauma dumps on me right away, I'm like, okay, I can't. Like, that's too much for me. Like, I'm already, like, if you know these problems now, like, let's go get help. Like, I'm not your help. Like, I can be your supporter and your team player and your person to help you while you're getting the help you need, but I'm not a professional. So it's like, it can be overbearing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like love bombing, like, how you can tell right away, like, okay, this guy's BSing me. But like, with trauma dumping, it's like, okay, are you saying this so I can feel bad for you? Or is it something that you need to get off your chest and now you feel comfortable? Like, there's different energies that comes out of it. But like you said, if it's the first day, that to me is a red flag.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we all have to recognize, too, the person that we're sharing that with. Mm-hmm. Are they ready to receive all of that?
Yeah, and that's, 100%. Yeah.
So I think it definitely has to come gradually.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because, yeah, if it's all at once, it's a lot for somebody to take on. So I would say, definitely, like, to people out there, you know, like, talk with their, with their therapist or some, you know, a licensed counselor, and kind of go over how they would want to, I guess, plan out how they would communicate that with the person that they're seeing. Because, you know, and the reason why I say that is because it's good to kind of, like, if you're not used to trauma dumping, or I'll just change the terminology because I don't want to say trauma dump because I feel like I'm, like, minimizing it by me saying trauma dump.
No, yeah, and I agree. it's the way the media calls it. I don't know how else to call it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess as far as, you know, how much trauma that we share and open up about, I feel like it's good to kind of, like, talk about that with the therapist first. Like, hey, I want to share this with my partner, but I don't know how.
And that's valid.
Yeah.
And like you said, everyone receives it differently. I also think every trauma is valid, mm-hmm. but it's like right place, right time. Like if you're about to go meet your family for the first time, don't be like, oh, by the way, and then let's like put all this on them. Like right place, right time. Unfortunately, I think if you are hooking up with someone, you're just hookup. I do not think trauma, any conversations, unless it's like a trauma that you need to discuss in terms of with hooking up with somebody. Mm-hmm. But like if it's like, oh my God, like my dog died when I was 5. Like that does not need to be the space for that.
Exactly.
Like, time and place. Don't do it at 2 a.m. when you're drunk. If it comes out, it comes out, and own it at that point. But like I just think that it's important to see where that's coming from also, like, and who your audience is.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Thank you. So throughout your time, just as a human, what would be something you wish 16-year-old Sean knew? Like, what's something you wished you could have told him, and that you think that you want to spread that?
I wish I would have told 16-year-old Sean to, I guess, be more graceful with yourself.
Okay.
Because I used to kind of blame and criticize myself so much because of like the stuff mm-hmm. that I went through. Like, maybe I'm not worthy of living. Maybe I'm not this, you know.
Yeah.
Because there was just so many just different like life things that like that happened has happened to me where I was like I almost lost my life. Whereas like had a gun pointed at me twice.
Oh my gosh.
Just living in the area that I live in.
No.
at the time, and you know, now these days I live on the north side. You know?
Yeah. Not the giggling.
I know, right?
No, it's how I respond to uncomfortable situations.
No. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. I laugh about it now because I'm like, yo, like.
That
damn, Sean, you like you were just into some shit. Like you were just like, you know, and like, and I guess just to clarify for the listeners and the viewers out there, I was never in a gang, none of that. I just like the people around like my area, you know, it's just that, you know, people were just getting robbed often, or you know, just stuff would just happen. That's all. But I wish I just told 16-year-old Sean to just be more graceful with yourself. Don't criticize yourself. You're worthy. You're like you're worth. You are worth love, and you deserve love. And it's important to you know, maintain that happiness that you have inside, because at the end of the day, Sean, you are responsible for your own happiness. No one else is responsible for your happiness but you, and no one can advocate for you, Sean, better than you can for yourself.
Be your own advocate. That's so important. Yeah. I think especially as we get older, we don't realize the moments of like flipping the switch of like, wait, I can do this for myself. Like, wait, I am worth it. Or wait, I am, you know, I do belong here. And I think that's really important to remind anybody, no matter where you are in life, that you belong here and that you are important and that you, you're worth whatever you believe you're worth. You know what I mean? Like what you feel of yourself is how you're going to project in the world. And so definitely it's important to remember that, even if you aren't in the best situations, it's keeping that grit and persevering and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's important. It's really important to remember and reflect on, right?
It is.
That inner child.
And I think it's important for us all to be kind to ourselves, because we are all our biggest critics.
Yes, sadly, yeah.
So we all have to be graceful with ourselves.
Yeah. And now, in terms of relationships, what's the biggest thing you've learned so far?
Yeah. I've learned to not ignore the red flags.
That is very valid. Yes. I think we're kind of getting better as a collective. Like, wait, this isn't okay. Early on and knowing to walk away.
Exactly. Because even like with my last relationship, just to make a very long story short,
yeah,
there were so many red flags that I saw like in the beginning because she was also, she comes from trauma as well, mm-hmm. but she just never really processed any of that. Mm-hmm. Whereas I had theater, I had music, I had all these different things and outlets. So she would project a lot onto me and just, you know, and would just expect me to pretty much carry her baggage. And she just did not know how to find her own happiness. So a lot of that just kind of fell on me. And I was just like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I think the reason why I stayed for so long in that relationship, like a year and a half, was mm-hmm. because I was like, well, I really like her. Maybe things will change.
That's a classic. That is a tale as old as time.
So, yes, do not ignore the red flags. So if y'all are out there going through something and, you know, like your partner is giving you these red flags, if you have the means to leave, leave. Like, take care of yourself.
Yeah, especially, like, trusting your gut mm-hmm. and people around you. I think in a relationship I was in, I was not telling anybody like what was going on because I felt embarrassed or like, like that's like I would never put up with that. But like, why am I with him? So I kept it in. And then when we got out of it, I was like, you guys, here's everything that I like. Oh, my God, like, let me process this now. Yeah. And I made a vow to myself, like, never again will I keep that stuff from people who love me and who are in my life and who support me. And since then, I've definitely been more verbal about what I'm going through. While I know sometimes I'm allowing things I shouldn't, or while, oh, this is a dumb thing, I still want to just know that I'm speaking about it. Because that's also part of the process, is like acknowledging and admitting to that. And then you can see what you do from there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've done so much work on yourself and just getting to like know you these last, you know, for like few months. I was like, oh my goodness, like how is she 23 going on 24, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is she like, you know, like about to be 24 years old and just has so much like already like so much knowledge within herself. Like,
thank you.
Damn, like I wish I was already in that point when I was that young. But yeah, keep doing you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I know that Sean has a fun little segment on his podcast that he calls Hinge Verse Unhinge.
Yeah. Hinged or Unhinged.
Or, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Hinge or Unhinged. So I think it would be fun if he pulls out some of his little questions. Can you first explain what that is?
Yeah.
We're going to do a little segment of his Hinged or Unhinged, and then you can watch and listen to more on his own podcast.
Absolutely, yeah. So what Hinged or Unhinged is, so I have listeners who submit screenshots of the hinged or unhinged thing that people have put on their dating app profiles.
Yes.
So whatever, like the prompts or whatever that, you know, that you, the dating apps say or whatever, sometimes people get creative with what they put on their profile. A little too creative.
Yeah, yes.
So, I just started just like asking listeners to just like, yeah, tell me, you know, what it is that, that's unhinged or whatever, like hinged or unhinged. And they just started just submitting and just submitting and submitting. Mm-hmm. And I've been unpacking it with guests on my show.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to be doing this with you.
I do look forward because like there is some crazy stuff and I haven't been on dating apps. So I haven't fully involved myself in that world. But I think if I do, I got to get creative.
Absolutely.
Of like, got to be clever, right?
Exactly.
So basically, are you going to read it and then we decide if it's hinged or unhinged?
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
He's pulling up his phone if you're listening.
Yes.
If you're watching, you already can see. Let's hear some of them.
All right. So this first one says, I'm looking for something serious. Please don't invite me on dates if you're old, fat, ugly, bald, and Latino. Sorry, I'm Latina, but I want to meet a European or American man. I'm only free on, and then they just cut the the
like
rest of the
screen. They're free, like to hang out.
Yeah, I guess so. So, so this person is Latina, but she does not want a Latino man. So she's kind of already hating her own, I guess, you know, race. Is this hinge or unhinged?
I think everything about this is unhinged. It almost sounds like a joke.
Yeah,
like some like crazy shit, like dumb, like, drunk people would do. It's like, oh, I'm going to fuck with, and I'm going to put us on here. Like, cause it's right. so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it, I mean, she knows what she wants, okay? Gotta give her that. Saying old, fat, ugly, or bald is so rude and yeah. intense. She also put Latino in parentheses, sorry. Like, she knows it's rude.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like the, you know, whatever people say, not to be offensive, but,
no offense, but
exactly.
That is, like, a backhanded, like, very passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
I would love to know what responses she gets.
Yeah, seriously. Like, this is wild.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's just like, yeah, if you're old, fat, ugly, bald, whatever, it's just like, come on, like... She didn't have to say all that.
She like, could have just denied X them when right. they pop up as a suggestion or whatever.
Exactly. So
swipe left.
Yeah, so I think we both agree this is unhinged.
Yeah, I would say so.
We'll make a new category, unhinged as fuck.
Yeah, that is a different level, different breed. It's like so unhinged you think it's a joke or you hope it's a joke, honestly.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, what's the next one?
So this next one says, I get along best with people who don't take themselves too seriously. So is this hinge or unhinged? They get along best with people that don't take themselves too seriously.
What do you think this means?
So to me, it's like, I see this so much on dating app profiles. I want someone who don't take themselves too serious, like someone who's like laid back, whatever. But here, I don't think that's the same context. I don't know. I'm getting different vibes. I'm getting like almost like, I want someone who is just like laid back all the time. I don't know.
I can't tell if it's like, is this them trying to be like, be yourself? Like, right. you can make mistakes. You can be like, my natural, like, glass half full mindset is like, oh, this is cute. Like, they want someone who's like a fun vibe and who, like, is just trying to be themselves and isn't caring about like the pressures that life puts on. But mm-hmm. I don't think anyone thinks that deeply into it.
Yeah.
So,
I think if
you think it's more like passive aggressive or like lazy, not lazy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause I definitely agree with like your take on this. Cause like, yeah, you know, we all want someone who isn't serious 1,000% of the time.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm just morbid because I see like literally every other dating app profile
it.
Has
if you
this.
See it more. My like fresh baby eyes are like, oh my God, this is so fun. This is hinged. But maybe if you have a different like perspective, I can totally see that being more unhinged.
Yeah, we'll give it a hinge / unhinged yellow flag.
A yellow flag, a question mark. And we need more context for that one. And like, we need to see the other answers to see if they're all sarcastic, or like if they're all like more playful, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, because like, what if like the rest of this person's profile is like, I don't know, just like. They don't even take themselves too seriously. It's just like a joke or whatever. Then it's like, okay, now I see where this is going.
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah. Definitely more context on that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and this last one says, one thing I'll never do again, going on a date with a guy holding a fish. Oh, my fucking
God. This also has to be a joke. So she pulled up and he has a fish. Like, I picture like a fish from the store.
Like,
in his
going
hand,
fishing,
Or like a real fish.
Yeah. So, like,
I'm like so confused.
So, you are so lucky by not having to like go on these, like, by not being on these dating apps because, like, the men on there from like are unhinged from my lady friends that tell me.
Okay.
So. And you can ask any of like your friends as well, and to the listeners that are like listening and the viewers. So I'm sure those of you that are on dating apps know that every other guy on a dating app
is it the picture?
Has a picture of him catching a fish.
I thought she meant like she went on a date before and the guy had a fish on him. That's why I'm like confused. This makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
I would agree with her. I'm not a fan of the fish pictures. I've seen them on Instagram. It just is a different energy.
It is.
When they're like catching like, you know, like in the boat. The worst is when they hold them like this. Do you know what I'm talking about? And they're just like posing with their little outfit on the dock.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, I think it's unhinged that she just said it so clearly. It also sounds sarcastic, mm-hmm. which I kind of love a sarcasm.
Yeah.
But I mean, I agree with her. So I'm going to have to say hinged. She's hinged. She's just saying what she needs.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And she's saying a bare minimum is this man will not be holding a goldfish or not a goldfish or a fish.
Exactly. And you know what? We'll even take this a step further. If she does go out on a date with a guy holding a fish, leave immediately.
Yeah, that's even more concerning. I don't know why I was going to a different extreme of that. That was like a dumb moment, but yeah. I'm glad we got the clarification.
I agree. Yeah, this is definitely hinged. Like to that person. Yeah, like we agree.
Yeah, it's probably making fun of a huge population of men, but maybe they'll go and delete them.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was so fun.
Yeah.
I love this. I will have, if I ever get on the apps, you will be the first to know. So I will send you some stuff because I can only imagine.
Like a dating app makeover. I'll be like I got you.
Would you say that's so funny? Yeah, I feel like the prompt's got to be like clever for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It can't be boring. Like, oh, pineapple on pizza, whatever. It's like, come on. Like, let's get a little creative.
Yeah,
a little fun.
Yeah, I love it. That was awesome. And so you do this every week now. So go check out the Situations podcast or send some submissions into him to kind of go over further.
Situationspodcast.com/submit if you want to submit your hinge or unhinged profiles or your stories, whatever it is you're going through. Yeah, Situations podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that shit. Yeah, you know, and on YouTube. So, we're everywhere. Just type in Situations Pod, at Situations Pod, wherever you, whatever social media platform you can find us.
Yes, and I will definitely tag in everything.
Yes.
While we wrap up, I do want to say, do you have any final questions, thoughts, comments, something you want people to know?
Yeah. So, as a fellow listener and subscriber of your podcast, I have a very, very big question. And like for you, because this I've been meaning to ask you this since I first heard this is just like probably like one of the earlier episodes, but I must know. So you had mentioned in one of your episodes that there's only a select few in your contact list that aren't on the do not disturb.
Yes. Oh my god, wait, I know what you're asking.
Asking for a friend. How go ahead.
You're not on it, right?
I'm probably on it.
Oh, you on it? You would see it. Like, when I go, if you go on our text, you would see.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, how can I get on the...
Okay, so you are on it. It's not personal.
So, guys, everyone listening, Alyssa has me on her notification silent.
No, this is funny. So, you want to know how do you make the cut? Yeah. So, first of all, typically, when I meet any human who's in the industry, I instantly take them off of it. So that must have meant that when we exchanged numbers, it was like a quick thing, and so I didn't do that. Or I think because we started through DM.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
I think
right.
That's why, because everything's on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm. I probably have 20 to 30 people who are off of it, but it's immediate family or it's industry people, because it's like, oh, like, I don't want them to think I'm like ignoring them. Mm-hmm. So for you, I apologize. I actually like would have swore you were off of it because you're an industry person.
Oh, no worries at all. I just heard that. I was like, how do I be a part of that?
No, everyone's gonna be so offended.
I promise you, I do not take any offense. I promise. Everyone who's listening and watching, there's no beef here.
Yeah, no, it's really the truth.
It's all love. It's all love.
The reason why I started that, I might have explained this very early on, but my phone, after my relationship ended, for a few reasons. So one, I was used to texting him or seeing his phone number, his name, whatever, every day, and I didn't want to be in that toxic cycle of checking. Two, an issue we had was he was like, you're always on your phone, you always care about social media more, you care about you and your pictures more than me. So obviously, number one, it's not the person for me, because the person for me does not get mad about that. That is given. Like, you see me. Like,
you're
a
content creator.
I am a paid content creator. Like, let's get this figured out, okay? So because of that, I was like, I think I had a moment of like, wait, now that I have just me time, it's probably kind of rude to him. Like, I should have put it on it for him. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I didn't, because it wasn't me being true to myself.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm going to do my thing still, whatever. I put it on because then when I started fully grinding, especially with the podcast, like, I don't have time for distractions or for checking who's texting me. Mm-hmm. So it's more of like I'll check when it comes. Yeah. And if like a family member or like a long-term friend or someone in the business texts me, I'll check that because that's usually more time sensitive.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Because
so funny.
I was like, one day I want to ask her. Like,
Alyssa Taylor also asked me. She's very early on, she's like, how do I get off Do Not Disturb? And so I just took her off because she's obviously a friend, but she's also an industry person. I met her like on set and stuff. So definitely you made the cut. Yes. Once we leave today, you will be off of it. If anyone's on it, it is not personal. I still have love for you. I just also need to grind. Okay. It's how I mentally clear.
You just got to be on Alyssa's podcast and then ask her in person to get off the list.
Then just call me out and then you'll get off of it. Okay. I'm just kidding. I was like, what question is he going to ask me? I did not know what to expect. I've had some crazy questions from guests, and I'm like, I don't know if that could be exposed. But no, that was a good one. That was very valid. Thanks for keeping me in check.
No, you're all good. No, I really do. I'm just grateful for our friendship. I'm grateful that I get to collaborate with you. I'm grateful for being on this podcast, you coming on to my show.
Yes.
I'm going to have you and Alyssa Taylor on my podcast as well.
I was talking with Alyssa about that. She mentioned it to me. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so.
More perspectives. We'll all be on the non-D&D club.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that sounds so funny. I love it. Oh my God. Well, thank you for the question. Thanks for calling me out. No, I'm just kidding. thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug? You gave your podcast plugs. Anything you're working on? I will also promote you, plug you whenever needed as things come up.
Yeah. I guess I would also say, I make music as well. So if you're on Apple Music or Spotify, just type in Shaunie Doo, SEANY-DOO. It's been 8 years since I released my last album, but I've been putting out singles in the last couple of years or whatever.
Fun.
So
yeah.
I got an album coming out this year.
Oh my gosh. So super, you'll get all the plugs then. That's exciting.
Exactly.
I'll have to keep an eye out to be able to post for you on the pod page.
Absolutely. I'm just making your job hard. You're going to have like 20
links. I know. I'm like, wait, I need
links.
You to send this all to me later today before I post.
No, I appreciate you letting me like come on here, promote all my stuff. And
yeah, we love
you.
And support creatives. So
yes.
Keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And you know the drill. Like, subscribe, share, post, repost, all the things, comment, send in your questions, your thoughts, your stories, the whole drill.
Do it.
Thank you. I appreciate you, sending you all the love for the next week. And I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.
Go all the way the fuck off.